During one Holy Week many years ago, one of my daughters asked me a question that has probably been asked countless times over the years by children and adults alike. Why do we call the Friday in Holy Week Good Friday? After all, there doesn't seem to be much good about it. And so I pondered that question, because it's really not unreasonable to ask, what is so good about a Friday that commemorates the suffering and death of Jesus on the cross? What is so good about a day that places the full weight of human sinfulness on the shoulders of one who was without sin? And what's so good about a day that makes us feel so sad? What is so good indeed? But I would venture to say that it is precisely for all those reasons that it is a good Friday. It is good that we remember the passion and death of Jesus Christ, because it is important that we remember his love and sacrifice. It is good that the weight of our sins were placed on his shoulders, because we could not bear them ourselves. And what is particularly good about this day is the truth that Good Friday makes perfectly clear, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that anyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And that is the bottom line about what is so good about today. For Good Friday is about love. More so than Valentine's Day or anniversaries or birthdays, more so than any other day which we mark, Good Friday is about love. For it is a day which celebrates God's love for humankind, and God's wish that we might understand that love and then choose to spend eternity in God's presence. Because each pain that Jesus suffered and every indignity that was heaped upon him, he bore because he loves us. And Jesus loves not just the good on our best behavior sort of us, but also the broken and sinful garden variety humans that we all are. So today, we commemorate divine love, and we are awed by its strength and courage, even as we are silenced by Christ's passion and death. But in the end, this is still a very sad day. For we do not come to this place easily, and we each carry the knowledge of our own sin and our own brokenness. And so it is here, in the shadow of the cross, that we come to know just what it means to be forgiven. So, a short time from now, a wooden cross will be brought in to stand before us. A stark and painful reminder of Jesus' suffering and death. So as we contemplate the cross and the pain and the pure sadness of the day, may we also hold on to the love that is at its heart and remember that this love is what we are to remember. This love is what we are to live. And this love is what we are to share, always and forever. Amen.